Unit 13. The Eiffel Tower.
In 1898, Léon Bloy, a famous French writer, was gazing up at Paris's new Eiffel Tower. "It looks like a tragic street lamp," he exclaimed. Back then, it was the tallest tower in the world. Some people also thought it was the ugliest. Today, people come from all over the world to admire it. They consider it the symbol of Paris. A famous engineer named Gustave Eiffel started the construction of the Eiffel Tower in 1887. With his outstanding ability in mathematics and science, Gustave Eiffel managed everything perfectly. He made over 5,000 drawings to plan how to erect the huge metal tower safely. He even calculated the distance between each of the nearly 2.5 million rivets in the tower. He also considered the every possible wind pressures carefully to make sure the tower would stand firmly on the ground. When the Eiffel Tower was completed, it stood 300 meters tall. Surprisingly, he built the tower in only 2 years without an error or delay. When the Eiffel Tower was opened to the public, people had different reactions. Some people couldn't understand the look of the tower. Many artists protested that the tower looked like a hideous monster in the heart of Paris. One famous writer hated the tower so much that he ate at the tower's restaurant nearly every day. He said it was the only spot in Paris where the tower couldn't be seen. Many other artists threatened to leave Paris because of the ugly scenery of the tower. In spite of all the negative comments, other people praised the tower. They came to Paris to look at it and take pictures and to admire the view from the tower's grand height. Soon it became a new French icon and an excellent example of architectural artistry. Even Gustave Eiffel jokingly said that he should be jealous of the tower because it was much more famous than he was. The Eiffel Tower still continues its fame and glory today. Behind all that, there was a man with vision and passion who made it all possible.